Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to have a good time?
Hi everyone, my name is Peter and we're so glad you joined us today. Today's topic is mystery.
And our title is The Garbage Man. The Garbage Man. You know, Peter, right now I'm feeling sad. My stove broke this morning. I can't cook anything now. What should I do?
Marie, you should call someone who knows how to fix it. Hey, I know who you should call. You should find a repairman. He will find the problem and fix it right away. You'll be cooking in no time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And today, Mr. E will call the repairman, too. He needs some help with his TV.
Well, Mr. E is a very smart detective. He solves mysteries, and he is very good at it. I wonder what today's mystery will be.
I think it has something to do with Mr. E's TV and the man that comes to his house. We will find out very soon.
Whatever the problem is, I'm sure Mr. E can find out the answer. Maybe you guys at home can solve the mystery too.
I think you can, so make sure to pay attention. Before we begin, let's watch Christina. She needs to tell us our keywords.
Hello, 医先生家的电视坏掉了。他说, my TV doesn't work. 电视就是TV, 完整的写法是 television. 医先生找到了一个师傅来修电视。师傅看了电视，就向医先生要水喝。 He asks Mr. E for some water. 名词 water 就是水。 然后他竟然告诉医先生, your DVD player isn't working either. 你的DVD播放器也不能用了。 句尾的either是也怎么样的意思, 它必须用在否定句。 修理的师傅帮医先生把电视和DVD播放器都搬到外面去, 医先生付了钱, 他就离开了。 Mr. E pays him and he leaves. 动词 leave 就是离开, 可是医先生心里总是觉得不对劲, something is wrong. 形容词 wrong 表示不对, 有问题的, 到底有什么问题呢? 我们继续来看下去吧。
It is Monday. I'm waiting for a repairman at home. My TV doesn't work. The repairman comes to my door.
Hello, my name is Larry.
He says,
are you Mr. E?
Yes, I am. Can you fix my TV?
I ask,
yes, where is the TV?
He asks,
please come in. The TV is in the living room.
I say,
it's Monday and Mr. E is waiting for the repairman at his home. I talked a little bit about what a repairman is before, but let's talk about it some more. Can you help us out, Peter?
Sure. We see two words in this one word, repairman. We see the word repair. Repair means to put something back together or to fix it. Then we see the word man, and that, of course, is the person who repairs things.
Ah, so the repairman is a person who fixes things that are broken.
That's right. And Mr. E is waiting for the repairman because his TV doesn't work.
Oh, no, that's not good. He needs to get his TV fixed if he wants to watch movies or shows. Hey, Peter, do you watch movies or shows on your TV?
Sure. I love to watch sports, too. I like watching live basketball games or live baseball games. Ah, and I love action movies, too.
Me, too. Hey, right now, you guys are watching Peter and I on your TV. Let's Talk in English is a great show to watch, so make sure to watch us every day.
The repairman is at Mr. E's door. His name is Larry. He asks, are you Mr. E? Mr. E says, yes, I am. Hey, are you Rebecca?
Yes, she is, and she will teach us more about this.
Hello, friends. Wow, you are all so excited. I wonder why. Of course, it's grammar point time. Well, today you are going to learn how to ask some yes and no questions. Are you something? And of course, don't worry, you will learn how to answer the question as well. The answer is yes, I am, and no, I am not. Let's look at some examples. Are you a student? The answer is yes, I am a student. The next question. Are you Christina? No, I am Serena. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Let's practice a little bit. Marie, are you happy?
Yes, I am.
And are you ready for more of today's mystery?
Yes, I am. Peter, are you ready to find out more about our mystery today?
Of course. So we learned that Mr. E wants his TV fixed. He lets the repairman into his house and tells him the TV is in the living room. Let's find out what happens in this next part.
He looks at the TV. He looks at things on the TV. Then he asks me for some water. I get some water and come back.
Your TV is no good, and your DVD player isn't working either,
he says.
Really?
I ask.
Yes, let's put them outside,
he says.
They're garbage now.
He carries the TV and DVD player outside.
The repairman is in Mr. E's house. He looks at the TV, and he looks at some things on the TV. Then he asks for something.
Oh, what does he ask for?
He asks Mr. E for some water. And we need to ask Christina to teach us more about this.
生理师傅向易先生要水喝, he asked me for some water. 我们要特别讲一下动词 ask， 它可以当问问题这个动作。比如 ，Can I ask you a question？ 我可以问你一个问题吗？不过它也可以当要求某样东西的意思。就像今天一先生说的 ，He asked me for some water。 我们来练习这个句型 ，ask someone for something， 向某人要某样东西。比如你向妈妈要钱的话，就是。 You ask your mother for some money. 我可以请Kelly帮忙. I can ask Kelly for help.
Thank you, Christina. The repairman asks Mr. E for some water. The repairman must be really thirsty.
I think so. We drink water when we're thirsty. We also use it to boil noodles or take showers, brush our teeth, wash our hands. Think about it. We use water every day.
I know I do. I try to drink water every day. It's healthy and good for you. And I hope you guys are drinking lots of water too.
When Mr. E comes back with the water, the repairman tells Mr. E some bad news. His TV is no good. And not only that, his DVD player isn't working either.
This isn't working.
This isn't working. Hey, Marie, we just said today's calendar phrase.
This isn't working.
This isn't working.
这个坏了. Would you like to buy a watch?
No, this isn't working.
Would you like to buy a flashlight?
No, this isn't working.
Would you like to buy a cell phone?
No, this isn't working. Why are you selling things that aren't working?
I need the money, because I'm not working either.
This isn't working.
This isn't working.
这个坏了。
Mr. E's TV isn't working, and his DVD player isn't working either. Now, when we use the word either, we are talking about two things.
Right, you can say, I don't like the color red, and I don't like the color yellow either.
Yeah, or you can say, I don't like either colors, meaning both colors. I wonder what's wrong with Mr. E's TV and DVD player.
Well, the repairman says they don't work, so he puts them outside into the garbage. They're garbage now.
Garbage? Are you sure? He should check again.
Well, if the repairman says it's garbage, then it must be broken. I guess Mr. E should buy a new TV and DVD player. Before we go to our last part, let's take a short break, okay? See you soon!
It looks like Mr. E's things are broken. Peter, did you ever break something in your home and it couldn't be fixed?
Yes, it was summer and my air conditioner broke. I called the repairman, but he couldn't fix it either. I had to buy a new one.
Oh, maybe that's why Mr. E's things aren't working. They are probably old, right?
We'll find out, I guess, but let's go to this last part and find out this mystery.
I pay him, and he leaves. But something is wrong. How can the TV and DVD player be garbage? That night, I wait outside. The garbage man always comes on Tuesday night, never Monday night. At 9 p.m., the repairman comes back. He picks up the TV. I stop him and say,
Are you the garbage man?
Mr. E tried to get his TV fixed, but the repairman says it's garbage. There's nothing he can do. So Mr. E pays him, and he leaves.
Let's talk about the word leave. You leave your house in the morning to go to work or school. You leave a friend's house after eating dinner there.
Right. I leave work every day at 5 o'clock. Well, the repairman leaves Mr. E's house, but something is wrong.
Wrong? You mean something isn't right?
Yes. How can the TV and the DVD player be garbage? Before we find out what's wrong, let's go to Christina. She will teach us about the word player.
伊先生越想越不对劲，电视和 DVD 播放器怎么会是垃圾呢？ How can TV and DVD player be garbage? 我们来看一下 DVD player 的 player。你应该有注意到播放音乐的时候你用的动词是 play. Let's play music. 所以动词 play 有播放的意思。所以任何可以播放声音或是影像的东西都可以叫做 player. 除了 DVD player, 以前还有播放 CD 的 CD player, 或者是播影片的 video player。因为 play 这个动词的用途实在很广，所以除了当播放器之外，第一，弹奏乐器也是用 play piano 或是 play the drums， 所以演奏钢琴的人就是 piano player。 第二，运动方面你可以 play tennis 或是 play basketball， 所以 player 也可以当作球员或是运动员的意思。第三，下棋是 play chess，玩牌是 play cards， 所以下棋或是玩牌的人也都是 player。 这个字用途真的很广吧。
Thank you, Christina. So most of us have MP3 players, DVD players, and CD players. We use these things to watch TV, listen to music, but Mr. E has a DVD player, but now it's garbage too.
Wait a second, Peter. I don't think it is.
What do you mean? The repairman says it's no good.
Yes, but that night Mr. E waits outside. Remember, the garbage man always comes on Tuesday night, not Monday night.
Okay.
Peter, at 9 o'clock p.m. on Monday night, the repairman comes back and he picks up the TV.
Wait, why would he pick up the TV?
Because he wants to steal it. He tricked Mr. E. Mr. E's things aren't garbage. He wanted them for himself.
Hey, that repairman is no good. It's a good thing Mr. E stopped him. And we all know he is not the garbage man. Mr. E does a great job solving another mystery.
Friends, did you solve the mystery by yourself? If you did, great job. Now it's time to review our keywords. Let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. TV, television, TV, television. Let's watch the news. Turn on the TV.
Water, water. I am thirsty. May I have some water?
Either, either. Jan can't come, and I can't either.
Leave, leave. I leave school at 3:30 p.m.
Wrong, wrong. That's not her. You're wrong. All right, friends, make sure to be practicing those. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
It is Monday. I'm waiting for a repairman at home. My TV doesn't work. The repairman comes to my door.
Hello, my name is Larry.
He says,
Are you Mr. E?
Yes, I am. Can you fix my TV?
I ask,
Yes, where is the TV?
He asks,
Please come in. The TV is in the living room.
I say. He looks at the TV. He looks at things on the TV. Then he asks me for some water. I get some water and come back.
Your TV is no good, and your DVD player isn't working either,
he says.
Really?
I ask.
Yes, let's put them outside,
he says.
They're garbage now.
He carries the TV and DVD player outside. I pay him and he leaves. But something is wrong. How can the TV and DVD player be garbage? That night, I wait outside. The garbage man always comes on Tuesday night, never Monday night. At 9 p.m., the repairman comes back. He picks up the TV. I stop him and say,
Are you the garbage man?
Ginger, is that you?
No, Monkey Man. It's not me. It's the repairman.
Oh, the repairman.
Yes, I came to fix your old TV.
Hey, what's wrong with my TV?
It doesn't work well. It's garbage.
No, it's not. It works fine.
No, it doesn't. You need a new TV with a great big screen.
Really?
Yes, and you need a new DVD player, too.
Wow, Ginger was right. She said the same thing.
Yeah, she's a smart, smart monkey.
Wait a minute. You're not the repairman. You're Ginger.
Oops.
Hey, why are you trying to trick me?
Because I want a big, big TV and a new DVD player.
Yeah, Ginger, I caught you again.
Please, Monkey Man. Mm-mm-mm.
A special day wherever you may live. It's a time for peace and joy, a time to love and give. Christmas is a special day wherever you may live. It's a time for peace and joy. It's a time to show your care for people living everywhere. It's a gift from God above. He sent His Son to teach us love. Christmas is a special day wherever you may live. It's a time for peace and joy, a time to love and give. It's a time to show your for people living everywhere. It's a gift from God above. He sent His Son to teach us love. It's a time to show your care for people living everywhere. It's a gift from God above. He sent His Son to teach us love, teach us love.
Peter, you know how you told me to call the repairman because my stove broke?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I want to call him anymore. What if he tries to steal my things? What if he tries to trick me, just like he tried to trick Mr. E? I don't want this to happen.
Don't worry, Marie. I'll come over and make sure the repairman is good, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. But how do you know if he's going to be good or bad?
Well, we'll find out together. Don't worry, I'll be there so you don't have to worry.
Okay, thanks, Peter. You're a great friend. Well, friends, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.